There should be nothing here. I don't remember. I remember, as a child, trotting out certain phrases I didn't really understand, but I knew what they meant overall. One was, 20 embassy tipped. My mother used to smoke embassy cigarettes, and she would send me to the post office with that order. She would tell me exactly what to say and wait for me to recite it back. She had elocution lessons as a girl, and I was expected to recite it back, really, not just say it. Only years later, as a smoker myself, did I understand what tipped meant. My mother had started smoking when cigarettes were mainly hand-rolled, and manufactured cigarettes were filterless. Then technology improved, and they sold cigarettes with filter tips. All of this makes me wonder now, but back in the early 1970s in England, it was just life. Another phrase I trotted out without really understanding what I was saying was Betley 219. This was said in the days before long distance dialing codes, and I had to call an operator to ask to be connected to Betley, near Crewe, 219. I just said this, and then I would wait, and then I'd be talking to Miriam, my grandmother, who I never called grandmother or grandma, but Nan Quinton. Miriam had an absurd telephone voice she put on when she answered the phone, just in case it was an important person calling. When she heard it was me, she immediately sounded normal and thrilled. Oh, hello, my little teapot. I went back to Betley, near Crewe, a couple of years ago. I stood outside Nan Quinton's old house and saw how the windows had been replaced and the space above the garage had been converted. Its grounds had been carved up and built on. It was the same house but different. Every single memory is real, and everything is gone. And kids can no longer buy cigarettes. And we call this progress.